This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Welcome, Australia, to the very special Mother's Day edition of Kennedy Molloy. Happy Mother's Day, you bunch of layabouts.
Hey, what? Steady on.
Oh, come on.
We work our fingers to the bone for all
Every
you bludgers.
Day is Mother's Day. You've
Not
been
really.
Rewarded tenfold.
Not really. By... I'm hoping to get rewarded today, everyone.
All right. Well, we're going to speak to you and everyone else in the country today about Mother's Day and all that it means. And we'll nominate, to begin with, some of our favourite showbiz mums.
I think you'll enjoy them. Look, we've still got a lot of clowns of the week because...
Is it a Mother's Day edition? Are we clowning mum?
Could be.
No, let's not do that.
No,
we'll be looking back over the week and sifting through. It's chock-a-block,
I have
to point out. Guest department, we are... packed to the gunnels,
Jane. We are
Jane.
Today. We're packed to the rub. We've got Limo coming in.
He'll be followed by the one and only David O'Neill.
And our lovely friend Madeline West is coming in as well. She's going to talk about new books that she's written for the young ones.
She needs an award for Mother's
she
Day.
She needs.
How many?
She's got six.
How many you got?
Five.
That's 11 between you.
Legs 11.
Hey, and I make 12.
Yeah, correct. That's
so
right.
That will be great. We'll do the weekend review, of course. We look back at what a wonderful week it's been. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll be...
Yeah, we got Mick Coyne. Is that...
It's going. Yeah, we're giving some away. We've been
promising
all
through.
Week.
There's not many left.
But today it happens. All that and much, much more. But right. Let's begin, Jane. You have been milking it. What is that a right word?
Well, I've been milking,
milking it at a Mother's Day lunch.
Milking it is one way to put bending my arm. Can you milk it with, can you mix rosé and champagne?
Do I need to get you to blow in a bag or are you okay?
I've had a few.
You are good to broadcast?
Possibly not. I have come here by your Uber.
Have you? Good
call. I've left Mum at Crown. God knows what I could do. She got in a kerfuffle. I can't take her anywhere.
What happened?
What do you mean?
Oh, she's got a bit shabby. She stole Rebecca Judd's bread roll.
They were punching on out the front.
Tipping over tables.
It was a squabble. An undignified squabble over a bread roll.
Listen, it's a great day. They have these, and you know, I just love going out to lunch with a bunch of people. So I wanted to say it was a very special invitation to the Crown in Melbourne.
Yes.
I went to.
Good for you.
Annie Peacock invited me down there with a lot of celebrity mums.
Oh. I was thinking of going, but Mum wouldn't drop me off.
Oh.
That's just terrible.
Do you know what I thought of you? You know what? Pieface would love to go to this event.
Oh, no, she
Next
would.
Next year.
I don't think so.
I'm going to take her.
What?
I'm going to take her next year. Yes, because I think she'd prefer me to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
well,
I'll be the lovely...
loads of...
watching.
No.
Now, when you caught an Uber... Can I ask you...
Am I speaking loudly?
Not going to get in a Stefanovic-style scenario. Did you slag me off? Is there any chance that that could have been recorded?
I may have been a little loose. I didn't spew, and that's the main thing. Because
well,
I was worried that might happen.
There's a win.
Oh,
I have noticed you have got my chamber pot at your feet. So I'll see what happens. Oh, Dave.
I am busting.
Yes. What about you, Mother's Day? What have you done?
My lovely wife, I've given her the gift of going to see her parents who live in northern New South Wales. So I'm single dad with the kids for the week. Got a week on my own with the kids.
Two words. Bad parenting. Bad. Oh, they're gone. They're not there.
No, well, I've got the kids. But,
oh, you've got the kids.
Yeah, he's got the kids.
She's got no kids. She's got a week to herself. There's her Mother's Day.
She
wants
to do a head count when she gets home, I reckon.
What are you going to feed them?
Well, we've got...
Please, hang on. Don't tell me Lady Mrs. Dangerous hasn't cooked all the food and put in the freezer, has she?
Of course she has.
Oh,
we've got a whole week's of food.
A whole week? All you have to do is heat it up in the oven.
All we're going to do.
How do you feel if I move in?
Two kids are enough. Don't need a third. Imagine you slobbing around the joint too.
Oh, mate,
in your underpants scaring the kids.
You want to label that food in the fridge. Let me tell you.
All right, what are you going to do
nothing.
For your mum?
It's a very sore point for me.
Why?
Well, it's the day when I reflect and imagine if I had had a mum who loved me.
Oh.
What I could have been. Anything with a little bit of support.
You are disgraceful.
Abandoned horrible. For 3 days.
You
Canberra
were not
hospital. I was
abandoned.
I left high and dry.
I think she just didn't bond with you for obvious reasons.
Sometimes I hope that somehow there was a mix-up and she grabbed the wrong baby, and I've got a proper mum out there somewhere who really does love me.
Well, look, thanks for getting us in the great Mother's Day spirit, Mick. Yes.
You know I love you, Mum.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Sunday's Mother's Day. We want to say hi to our mums.
I haven't done anything.
You know what? Honestly, I know you joke around with pie face. I wanted to call you a mum by a proper name, and we keep it under wraps.
Wendy. Like, it is Wendy. Like the Wicked Witch.
What? Your mum?
You
don't
know what I'm
Wendy's
saying.
Wendy's not the Wicked Witch.
Oh, she's tough.
She'll get so cross at you. But it is. I say hello. Shout out to Jill.
There you go. Our great mothers. Yes. We love them to death.
And, of course, on Sunday, we were expecting, well, I don't know, I'm expecting cash.
You're not getting cash. You're getting a shitty card.
No, I'm not. No.
Made out of pipe cleaners.
I do get good cards. I do. And you know how I go the blub at the drop of a hat? That's my big blubby day.
I cry
a lot. Well, I'll tell you who's going to be going the blub.
Who?
Meghan Markle's mum, I'm predicting, because...
Happy Mother's Day to Meghan Markle's mum. She sounds like a lovely lady.
Her name's Doreen.
For a crackpot.
I don't think she should be doing this. You know what she's about to do? Her name's Daria Ragland, is her name.
Right.
She's been going over to Oprah's house.
What
do you make of that?
This has got Oprah written all over it. Here we go. This is going to tell all, spill the beans,
why would
upset
you do
the
that?
Family.
Why would you do that to your daughter?
Because she's Coco Loco.
Honestly, the more, the closer we get to this wedding, I'm inclined to agree with her half-brother.
She'll go into the pantheon of great crackpot showbiz mums.
Well, there's been a few, hasn't there?
Well, there is. It's hard to showcase them all, but there's a couple I could mention off the top of my hat who have a special place for me in Mum Valhalla.
Oh, there's one that I know.
Rosalie Corby.
Oh,
Chappelle Corby's mum,
I agree,
is one of the all-time greats. And her contribution to this genre has
been
quite amazing. Some of the best sound bites in history.
I agree.
Some of the nutbag stylings of Rosalie Rose.
Take a listen.
Thank you. I don't know. In the next couple of days. I said, I don't know. Don't you know what I don't know means?
That is gold. Happy Mother's Day to you, Rosalie Rose.
I use that in the house now when people go, where's my sports uniform? I say, don't you know what no means? I don't know where it is.
She lost her camera at one stage as well.
Oh,
and she flipped
have,
out.
You, have you got that, though?
Who took my camera? Where's my camera? This must be done. Where's my camera, Miles? I need it. If you don't give me my camera, I'm going to make sure the Sadies divorces you.
I'm guessing she got her camera back. I think
she's
mothers,
my hero.
Mothers
I
all
swear.
Over Australia understand that tone,
yes.
Don't they?
Oh, yeah.
You've all succumbed to that.
I might have used that this morning.
Hey, one
is
off the grid.
One?
And, well, there is one.
What?
The one that you told me to do. I didn't want to do it. But
what do you mean?
Chris Judd's mum.
I did. Oh, my.
You said, make sure you mention Chris Judd's mum because she once penned a beautiful song about her son, one of the greatest AFL
footballers
of all time. Yes. Her cracking bloke.
He's going to kill you.
Now,
you have found this. You've gone to the archives, Mick, and you found this. But it is a beautiful tribute.
She's a mother who loves her son.
And proud of his achievements.
And she wrote a song about him.
Let's have a listen.
A world away where it all began, we'd stand around in the cold, watching school games with parents and friends, great memories from days of old. The kids were keen, wanting to play, begging the coach, pick me, because they're playing football, and the crowd roars, they're playing football.
It could go on.
I'm sure that.
Did you bring that in? You did bring that in today.
100%. You know what? Chris Judd knows you better than he knows me.
He's a good bloke.
He's a good bloke.
He's got a mother who loves him. I wish my mum wrote a song about me. That would be a sign that maybe something for her older son.
She has written a song about you. She's told me about it.
Should she get me a present for Mother's Day?
No, she should not.
You know what I'm going to do?
Don't you buy her a new washing machine. That would be really bad.
Drop off my washing. But I'll wrap it up.
No.
So it looks like a present.
She really doesn't like that.
Happy Mother's Day to all you brilliant mothers
out
there.
You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to write a song about my children.
Yeah. I just got highly strung written all over it.
It is. Cloud of the Week next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Let's start at the top. It gives me no great joy, but Jane Kennedy, once again, you're in this every week.
Well, it's a disturbing trend.
Well,
I'm not happy with myself.
It's in relation to something you said to a caller regarding why she may have broken up with her boyfriend.
There were other issues as well, but that was one of the main factors.
I think he probably had a small dick, didn't he? Well, that's probably the truth.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's all
right. What is wrong with you?
Can't I say that? Our listeners are a bit... hip to that.
If you're listening, if you are listening though, that lady, get your boyfriend to send us a really tiny little dick pic. That'd be just great.
Or not.
What about?
Oh, Dangerous Dave.
Dangerous Dave. Now you clown yourself.
Thank you. Don't look shocked.
All right. You know what we're talking about. Yeah, you told us this story. We tried to get it into Mick and Jane Gone Wild.
Awful. It's a kind of out there story, but go ahead, Dave.
We all feel sick about this, to be really honest. This is going to ruin our relationship with our best friends. But we babysat our friend's dog for a day. Next minute, got a text from our friend who said, the dog's pregnant. She's had three pups.
And it looks like your dog?
Identical. No, there's no question. It's Marty's dogs.
Wow.
Okay, so literally one day you said, we'll look after your dog, and your dog's there and they're having mucking around. Next minute, no, I can't abide by that.
And you're looking after the kids all week, you say, Dave?
That's it.
Wow. You are a rolled gold
Thank
idiot.
You.
I would have done that on Men Are Idiots personally.
Me
but
too.
If you want to clown it,
I'll remember that one. What about Jessica Malloy?
Jessica Malloy. Yep.
She
okay.
gave herself whiplash.
Rehearsing for the Eurovision.
What with a dance move.
She's wearing a neck brace.
What?
What could you do in a neck brace? Maybe the robot. You could probably still do the robot. But otherwise, she's snooking. That is unbelievable. You know what it reminded us of?
Yeah.
And now, this is one of our... We used to do a thing called the toilet break
on
the Late Show, which involved potluck clips. And there was one... Do you remember the name, Jane?
Todd Rickson. Is the name of the young man who was a dancer. He was about 16 years old.
Who injured himself during a performance. And we played it. The nation went mad. And it even got picked up overseas.
Yes.
So let's have a listen to the Americans trying to explain what happened to Todd Rickson on Potluck.
Todd is about to attempt his signature move, the Rickson Sky Kick. But there's trouble. He tries desperately to catch up by snapping to the beat. Although his fingers say yes, his leg says no. The stage falls dark and silent. A slow motion replay reveals that Todd injures himself during his explosive overhead kick. The show can't go on.
You've done it, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's done a hamstring. There, you're all right. Never mind, mate.
That was Ernie Sigley, by the way, stepping in. What's he done? Oh, no, he's done a hammy, mate.
He's very pragmatic about that. It's not no showbiz touches. Yeah. He goes, what happened? Yeah, done a hammy.
We've got time for one more before we go to a break. What about Whitney?
Oh.
Oh, what
our Whitney.
Our producer who's filling
actually,
in.
Actually, this was disgraceful.
For Sam.
Yeah.
And giving us a rundown that wasn't printed in colour.
We just can't work with black and white. Where's the clown?
What year is it? 1962?
Are we saving on the colour print?
What is wrong
I wouldn't
with
be
you?
Surprised.
You're sacked, Whitney. Go home.
We can't work with it.
Or she was filling in for Sam. Sam, our producer, nominate him. He was sick. On the day.
So he says.
So he says, but it may have been not turning up out of sheer embarrassment
and shame
after this revelation about why he may be addicted to his phone.
Occasionally, if I need to do number ones, need to do a wee, I'll sit down on the toilet so that I can check my phone while I'm doing it.
No.
That's
no wonder he stayed home.
Hey, I've seen him in a payphone, in a phone booth. It's not good. Can I nominate one of our guests coming up today?
Yes, go ahead.
Limo!
What did you do?
For playing, well, let's let him explain
it.
So I say, babe, this day's yours. You go in and I've got the little fella for the day, right?
Yeah.
She goes, great. So I take him to the zoo in the morning. We have a great time
good
at the zoo.
Good day.
And then we left the zoo. And I dropped him at daycare and played 18 holes of golf.
What?
Now, I thought.
Oh.
I thought.
Oh, no.
Right, no. Nine, maybe. I mean, I would have gone nine.
I thought I'd pulled off the perfect crime, Jane, because I leave golf.
What is your brain doing when you are. What is the process?
I thought I'd pulled off the perfect crime because I leave golf and I go back to daycare and pick him up. But because I hadn't fully planned this, I didn't have a change of clothes. So when I pull up back home, and my wife,
here in your golf shoes.
Sprung bad.
And gloves. Still had his golf glove on.
Definite clown.
He could have taken
Limo.
Off. Yeah, an idiot, Limo.
I'm going to clown the Met Gala Committee.
Oh, you've really got to be in your bonnet.
I have.
This.
For their theme this year, which was basically the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And I did read today that Rihanna actually borrowed her big Pope's hat. Like from an actual bishop as of a hat. And then they just put lots of pearls and diamantes, maybe Swarovski.
Yeah.
Mm. Now you know what a Swarovski crystal
can
is.
Can you remember what Katy Perry did go as the nun she killed?
She didn't kill
that
a nun.
No, she I'm went.
Pretty sure
yeah.
she did.
No,
pretty
she's.
Pretty sure.
So, yeah.
You are going to rot in hell, Katy Perry.
They all, in fact,
with
everybody.
Most of the head honchos at the Catholic Church.
Everyone who went to the Met Gala is
all
a clown.
Right. Okay. What about one of our callers?
Yeah.
Chris.
Okay.
Do you remember Chris?
Yeah, I do.
You refresh your memory.
Yeah.
I was building a house and I had to get some money out of the ATM and I pulled in at a servo, had my young bloke with me, he's 12 years old, and he wanted to hear a song on the radio, so I'd left the keys in the ignition and I came back out and the car was gone and my kid was in it.
Oh, no.
So I can hear this screaming out in the distance and I looked over and a couple of mates that were working on a job down the road and they'd spotted my car. They didn't know my son was in it because they had that much gear in the back of the ute. And when the other one brought him back or brought the car back, the other one screamed at him and said, his kid's in the car. What are you doing?
Now, who are we clowning there? The guy whose car was stolen, his two mates who stole the car.
That's a pretty funny but horrible prank, isn't
it? That's a group clowning.
That is a group clowning.
That's pretty funny. I like this.
What about the parents who signed an organ donation forms just moments before their son regained consciousness?
Oh, yeah.
It's
awkward.
Hey.
That is awkward.
I must set my alarm in the mornings. Mum would do that to me.
That's tricky, that one.
She would indeed. We don't forget the Parish Museum opening its doors to nudists. That's a
yeah,
load
see,
of fun.
But know, only in Paris.
You know who they should get to put on an exhibition?
Who?
Larry Pickering. Hey, what about the caller? Again, this comes under, we touched on this before about injuries while dancing.
Yes.
This was one of my favourite calls. Brandon's wife.
We were at a 21st a few years ago now. My wife started doing the nut bush and ended up needing a full knee reconstruction.
Oh, no.
You can't sit out the nut bush.
No, you cannot.
Can't.
Oh, Dane.
Can't
stand
wait.
Together. Jump.
Yeah,
cross
baby.
Legs jump. Schoolhouse up, down, up,
are
down.
Are we still talking about the nut bush? I think that's full of wonderful clowns to end another wonderful week.
It absolutely
are
is.
Are you happy?
I'm done and dusted and pretty happy with that.
Great.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Right, now Limo joins
yes.
us in the studio.
Hello.
Limo.
It is great to be back twice in a week.
And
I
also
feel special.
Out of the doghouse, I presume.
Well, last time you told us you were child-minding and it didn't all go to plan. You ended up playing golf. After apparently taking a child to the zoo, little laddie, where have you taken him this time?
Well, I did, and it's not like I left him in the car park. I dropped him at daycare while I played
yeah,
golf.
But I don't think that was the intention of Kelly, your wife. I think she thought you had a laddie for the day and just have a bit of bonding time.
Well, as part of my make good, Jane, yes. To my good wife,
yeah.
On the weekend, last weekend, last yes. Sunday, I took him to his first ever live gig.
Well, okay. That's a pretty special moment.
So is that the Wiggles? Is that where are you going? Is this going to Jimbaroo?
Traditionally,
I took him to the gasometer to see Mick Thomas,
oh,
the
brilliant.
Lead singer of Weddings, Parties, Anything.
Well, that's sort of
okay. This is
a bit off the scale.
This is another daddy Sunday that I'm not sure Kelly's going to approve
yeah.
of.
Is it too? Is he too? He's 21 months. Is that too young for a rock?
Probably.
Pick? Is it?
Was well, he stage diving? I mean, what happened there?
Look, he loves the mosh pit. I got him a tiny little hat so I could put a beer either side.
Did
the straws running down into his mouth.
Okay,
now
was this planned?
Well, So I said to Kel, I said, because I got Kel a ticket as well.
It's a real family outing, this is. Yeah.
And I said, let's say it'll be fun, you know. And Kel said, why don't you? Because I was meeting some other mates there.
She said, oh, were you? Hang no on. Idea.
I think we're getting to the bottom of this now.
Idea.
So she said, why don't you go down and then I'll bring him down? Because, you know, but the whole gig's probably too much, 2 hours. So I said, sure. So she arrives and I meet her at the front. She's got the pram. I'm walking through the front bar of the pub, the pram. And she comes out to the band room. Anyway, it was all a bit loud and overwhelming. So he's had a throwdown. So she's, so Kel says, funniest line ever. She goes, I'll take him out of the front bar and acclimatise him to the pub.
Right. Oh, so, yeah.
Kel takes
That's where I was with my two boys at the time.
Kel takes him at the front bar. And anyway, then she brought him back in and he was a bit more settled this time. So I got him and we went and, you know, watched the band.
I'm not sure that's good parenting, Lemo. I think did you have noise cancelling headphones or did you have...
Is it one of his favourite bands? Because I know he does like Ed Sheeran, doesn't he?
He's big on Ed Sheeran. He loves Taylor Swift and Shawn Mendes.
He can't hear anything now. He's got tinnitus.
But I do love that look. I love especially seeing rock bands and their kids. And I love seeing the little ones with their headphones on, rocking out.
What's the youngest you reckon you've seen at a concert? Because I swear at Bruce Springsteen, I can't remember if I was with you, Mickey, but I swear there was a kid that couldn't have been 2 months.
He was on the tit.
And that was like that. It was
hello? And that was not his mum.
Hell of an after party.
As was I at the time.
I mean, that was just ridiculous, what you just said. Honestly, don't bring your baby to a rock concert.
What are you doing?
Don't bring your baby out anywhere.
I can't cancel that.
Keep them at home.
Yeah, he didn't have the headphones.
What about strip clubs? Have you ever taken a lady to a strip club?
I tell you what, the baby Bjorn really gets in the way while you're getting a lappy.
The baby
look at my face.
Look at that face. Not happy. Not amused at all.
Was there a special moment that you really thought you did bond after?
Well,
after
you know what? Well, the final moment, before I get to the special moment, the final moment was him throwing a classic 2-year-old tantrum. So, weird moment for the band in between songs. They hear a baby screaming.
They wouldn't have heard that before.
And they're like, what's going on there?
Serves you right.
But it was a great moment because Mick, of course, always sings Father's Day when he does his solo stuff as well.
What are the Mother's Day songs we need?
Every day's Mother's Day. It doesn't need to be.
Oh, my God. It's not.
On. It's not hard. how many kids have you got?
What about, Dave, is it Paul Lukakis?
Yeah, Boom Boom Boom.
Let's go back to my room. Yeah. It's a good Mother's Day.
God, you two are ridiculous. Definitely not.
Oh, that's good.
But I'm sure there are others there.
Hello to all the mothers out there. Have a great week.
Where's my presents?
What would you say?
Your beautiful children.
Janie's
given to you by the man in your life.
Yeah.
You should be thankful.
Yeah. So I want cash.
And I hope you make him breakfast in bed.
You should. For Mother's Day, pull the finger out. Do something nice for your husband.
Shut up.
How about that?
Be a mother.
It is Mother's Day. Step up the plate. Get off the vino. Go home. See your kids. Hey, Jane, see if you can name them. Get them in a police style lineup, not for the first time, and see if you can pick them out.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, I'll remember this moment. They're adding up.
Jane, what would you say is the Mother's Day commitment? Is it a full day commitment?
You mean from the other members of the family to the mother?
Yeah.
Well, it's full.
When
it
are you
starts
done?
At about 5 a.m., especially if you've got a newborn baby. It goes right through till about midnight.
I would have thought breakfast and we're out of here.
No.
Breakfast, wait a check, please. There's your breakfast in bed now.
And that would be the way you think. And it's not what we want.
But you want to milk the entire day.
Absolutely.
What are you expecting on Mother's Day? What would you like?
I would like breakfast in bed.
Not going to happen.
I don't want burnt toast. I don't want anything bad. Please cook properly.
Lower your sights just a tad.
I can't stand it when on Instagram people put their, how cute, they made me Vegemite toast and they burnt and it was horrible and the tea was awful. Well, I'm not going to drink that.
So, hang on, let me paint the picture. You're going to sit there in bed and when your kids have been up preparing breakfast, bring it in, you're going to go, what's this slop? And chuck the plate against the wall.
Pretty much.
I have no children. Go to bed.
Give it a review on Instagram.
That is what I'm going to do.
One star. Because I've got a mate's got a barbecue in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to take Kel to it, but do you reckon that's an acceptable...
Listen, you are on thin ice. That's my advice.
You should do that. You should say, I've got a real treat for you, Kel. She'll think she's going, I don't know, Tiffany's or to get her hair done or something. And you rock up at a barbie with your mates.
Yeah, footy's on in the corner.
I know what Kel would like. She would really like you to have booked already, but it's probably too late.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
In fact... Everyone's an idiot if you think you can get in on Sunday for Mother's Day lunch.
It's 48 hours away.
Good luck at a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
We want a nice
restaurant. Hello, Denny's.
So when you say nice restaurant, does that exclude the drive-through? So you have to go in.
Correct. So everybody get cracking.
Just the phrase, all you can eat. Is that...
You know it's my trigger word, the B word.
Hang on. Don't say that. She'll swear again.
No. So the buffet's out.
Whoa.
It is. That's what sets her off.
What about Uber Eats, but I light a candle at home?
Oh, look, you might be, maybe for dinner. But we like the lunch. We like all the family round us, and we just want to feel like queens for a day. That's all we ask.
And then back to the sweatshop. I reckon on Monday you've had your day. Get back into it.
Can I get away with leaving the dishes there until Monday when it's her job again?
Again, look at my face.
Play the waiting game, Limo. Play the waiting game.
Thank you, Limo. That's all we have time for you today.
Happy Mother's Day, baby.
Yeah, this all is the beautiful mums out there.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, we are in the middle of our Mother's Day edition of Kennedy Malloy, and we've got a fantastic hour lined up for you. Obviously, we'll go to Week in Review, as we always do. Some fine moments, Jane.
We do, and I'm sure my flowers will be arriving any moment, Mick, that you've organised for me for Mother's Day, and we haven't got
Whitney,
long to go.
Organise flowers, immediately.
We'll also look at Mick Coyne. Because,
yes,
you know,
they are
hanging in there. Right. The budget didn't seem to
survive the budget, and we are up and about. Wow. We are the only stable currency in the world as we speak. Dave O'Neill's coming up.
That's right. We've got Madeline West, and she's written a kid's book. Funny about that. She does have six kids, and her life, you think my life's nuts.
That book will be the size of a telephone book.
It could be.
Yes, we'll have all your calls, all your tweets, and much, much more.
Look forward to it. But right now, it's time for...
Dave O'Neill.
Thank you.
Dave, you're away in Switzerland seeing your twin brother, and you came back last week.
I'm back now. And my daughter actually really wanted to come back because she's playing footy this year.
Oh,
what
is that the first
Which
year?
One? Which code?
AFL.
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 Okay.
This is my boys never played it, and so this is my whole intro into footy, and I didn't play it as a kid. So I go to training, the first week of training, I'm thinking, oh, this will be good. I'm going to sit in my car, get a whole hour and a half of Facebooking ahead of me, had a can of Diet Coke, some twisties ready to go. Of course I know all the dads and the mums. This dad knocks on the window and goes, Dave, you've got to help us. Willow and Amber need ball work. They need help with their ball work. You've got to get... I have to get out and help train the kids. Yeah. And I've got no... And apparently it's not cool to take a mark over, you know, Rose and Matilda. It's not cool, apparently, to take some speckies.
Did you have any appropriate footwear?
No!
It's all hands on deck, isn't it?
With
parenting
with
kids'
footy. She had a debut, which is very exciting, at Princess Park, played it, which is, for people around Australia, that's Carlton's home ground, old home ground. And she played at halftime at the women's AFL, which was so exciting.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
I wish I'd seen it. I was, unfortunately...
What position does she play?
No, she's tall, so she's in the middle. What's
the ruck.
The ruck, yeah.
She's in the middle. She catches the ball. What is wrong with you? And how did sport just pass you by completely?
What about basketball? See, my boys have played basketball, and you've got to take it in terms of being a scorer, and that is really...
That's
very uptight work there. Yeah. But pressure. I'm very good. I could score a proper league game now, I reckon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, my sons played buzz for a while, but they were doing that sort of, I can't remember what it was called, like fun ball or something, where they just bring on different teams of 8-year-olds and you'd play different teams of 8-year-olds for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Fun ball, I think it's called. They do it around Australia. And then one time he was there with his team. And a group of Somali kids walk on who are all about 6 foot.
Look out. Yeah,
they're all these short asses.
See,
I heard my son go, we're rooted.
Was that Gary?
That wasn't Gary. That was the other one.
Do you know what? When I was a boy, there was only... You just didn't play basketball. You didn't play anything. You played cricket in the summer and you played footy in the winter. And there was
no
other consideration given. And it was as... stark as that. Whereas
basketball's just massive.
Basketball and soccer are huge. Yep.
And
huge.
Soccer, huge.
When you walk into a kid's bedroom now and you see the posters, you go, I don't understand it. Where's the big M? Where's the big M girls?
Yeah, where's the big M girls? Exactly.
Where's Farrah Fawcett Majors?
You know, I would have liked to see my daughter, but I was at the food van, which is called Chibi Chibi Bang Bang, which is just worth it to me.
So this is your vice, is it, Dave? You're still hooked on it.
Your daughter is playing football, but you're spending your time
at the chip van.
Chibi Chibi Bang Bang.
Chibi Chibi Bang Bang.
Oh, you Chibi Chibi Bang Bang.
They've seen you coming. You're like a high roller at Chibi Chibi Bang Bang. Yeah. Look out.
Oh, we go to Queensland this month for a holiday. It's awesome.
You know what's funny? I love the idea that you thought, oh, this will be a bit cruisy and a bit breezy. So there you go. You're just taken aback because the girls take it very seriously, rightly so. And it's a really full on.
How old is she?
11.
This is amazing development now,
it is
too.
It never existed in my day, but now it is
gone gangbusters.
Oh, they love it. That's great.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, I played netball. I think in the C's.
Oh, yeah, netball.
C's, some maybe
goalkeeper?
D's. GS, yeah.
GS?
Yeah, that's because you didn't have to run around much. I just said, chuck the ball to me.
I was a BMX star. That was my thing, BMX.
BMX?
Wow. Yeah, I got a third trophy at home still. Just get me trophies.
How do they judge that?
Well, didn't you break your back or something?
Yeah, on a BMX. I broke my leg on a BMX.
You broke your leg on a BMX?
Yeah, when I was 40.
Was it?
Jumping Dicko in a radio stunt, so...
How was Dicko?
I cleared him. He'd lost a lot of weight. He was fine, but I just landed on my leg really badly, and they seriously drove me to the hospital in like a Black Thunder or whatever they're called.
That's for a radio station. I made you ride a Shetland once too.
Yes! I got kicked off.
You got bucked off a Shetland. There's a Shetland called Elvis, so he was a real little shithead.
Oh.
And no one could ride him, and I made Dave ride him.
I tried to ride him. I got kicked off.
Yeah, the mental picture of you on a Shetland pony.
You don't need a mental picture. I've got them.
Yeah, you've got the footage.
Dave's picked a song for it.
Spanner Ballet. To cut a long story short.
I've sung with Tony.
So true.
You've sung with Tony Hadley.
I've sung with Tony Hadley.
The lead singer. How did you sing with him?
Well, I was doing a television show called The Circle, which, Dave, I know that you have been on.
I've been on The Circle.
This was,
it's still on, but they changed the name, didn't they? Studio 10.
Studio 10. No, this is a good idea. It's The Circle. And Tony Hadley was coming on and he was singing Gold. And
you
Chrissy
are
Swan.
Gold.
Yep. Chrissy Swan, a few of us, Georgie, and a few, we said, I know what, let's do backup. Singing and dancing for Tony Hadley.
How awesome.
Gold. This is only a few years ago. So we did. We did Gold, Gold.
Always believe in your soul. Yep.
And did you get belled off by the nuns?
did you hear a story?
Have you told Dave? Tell Dave.
Oh, well, we're performing I Was Made for Loving You, all dressed as Kiss, in about year 9.
In your nun school.
We went to a convent school, yeah. And we were all dressed as Gene Simmons because we were all fighting who was going to wear Gene Simmons.
No one wanted to be Ace.
No one wanted to be Ace, really.
Or the drummer.
Take it back. Peter Criss was the original drummer. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Here it comes.
So we were all Gene Simmons. It was very confusing. We were doing I Was Made for Loving You. And we had the full-on platform soul shoes, the full makeup, the hair, the guitars. And we were gyrating. Like, we're on our backs, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
And we were doing the sort of pelvic thrust.
Satan.
And that is when Sister Mary Rose. Da-ding, da-ding.
That's it.
Da-ding, da-ding.
Everyone out of the pool.
Said, that will do. Yeah, well,
please.
Please thank the Year 9 girls.
Well, you know what Kiss stands for? Knights in Satan's Service.
Does it?
Remember that rumour went around?
Oh,
that's
school?
Not
is
true.
Is that true?
No,
you're
it's not true.
Crazy.
It's
not true. Don't disappoint me.
Who else have you sung? You've sung with him, but you've also sung with on the Wiggles.
I have.
Do you have? Have you got the Wiggles?
Yeah, well, listen, he's Jane.
Oh, listen to this. So, Jane the dentist character.
What do I see?
You.
One big smile smiling straight at me. It's shining so brightly and I can see. There's no one as lovely in the world as me.
You know what that sounds like? Julie Andrews' sad, less talented sister. You know what I mean?
Julie Andrews' sister on crack.
Where was the nuns with the bell? Come on, get us out of here.
No, that's a very popular segment, I have, you know. My friends say, oh, my children grew up with you as Jane the Singing Dentist. Yeah. So.
Really?
Yeah. Have you sung with Dave?
I had a run-in with them, the Wiggles, on a radio station.
No, it's true.
You have my full attention.
Wow. It's true. I called them something on a radio station and then there was some legal phone calls and stuff and I do apologise to them on air.
And so you should. They're a very fine outfit.
Exactly. But the next time I found the head of a dinosaur in my bed.
They weren't as highly litigious as the Hooly Doolies.
Wow.
We've all had to make a formal statement.
I'll take you for a ride.
How's Gary before we go?
Gary's good. Gary was sitting at the dinner table the other day, and you know, he's got an older teenage brother.
How old's Gary?
Gary's 9.
Okay. I love Gary.
Gary's my youngest. And we're sitting at the dinner table, and he goes, "Dad, do you know in the future, everyone's going to be flying around on jetpacks?" and then the teenage brother just hoses it down, of course. He goes, no. There are going to be a lot of problems with jetpacks, the main one being insurance. You're 14, mate. What the hell?
Good
insurance.
Times. Good times ahead. Thank you, Dave.
You're a good man.
Great
Thanks
to
for
see
swinging
you.
By,
we'll
Dave.
See you again.
We always love it.
Dave's got a bunch of podcasts you can check out too.
Oh, yes.
Somewhat related with Glenn Robbins.
Robbins, that's right. Check that. This is a new one. So we just take two topics that don't seem to be related, and then we relate them.
Give me an example.
Well, we've done Fanta and Nazis. We're going to do M&M's and the Spanish Civil War. There is a relationship
this
there.
This is very cerebral.
How long does it take to work it out?
Oh, well, the computer tells us the answer. We just try and guess, basically. But we did a golf one the other day where I think you may have been mentioned because you and Glenn play golf a lot.
We do play a golf a bit.
And Glenn just offhand said he's had 3 holes in one.
He has.
That's amazing.
Really?
He's quite blasé about it.
He's very low-key about stuff like that.
Yeah. He's fun on the golf course, Glenn. He's one of those guys who always comes up with a challenge. Whoever loses this hole has to sing a song from a musical. So you'll be standing around on a green singing something from South Pacific. And everyone's going, "What are you doing?" "Yeah, man, I'm playing golf with Glenn Robbins." Anyway, all good, mate. Thank you.
Thanks.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy. The world's newest and best currency, Mintcoin. What are you prepared to pay?
And that is the question. Post-budget, these things are going off like a firecracker.
According to you.
Financial market. Most of this will go over your head, Jane.
Okay.
But financial markets around the world are on edge.
They are.
Because
so I hear.
There is a behemoth of a currency. It's called Mintcoin.
Now, people want to get their hands on Mintcoin.
Well, you do.
They're saying they'll sell anything.
They're stealing from each other.
It's
There's
shocking
anarchy
me.
In the streets.
I'm disappointed in the general public as a whole, to be frank.
Well, we're going to give away another raft of them today on the program. Right. What have you got for a Mintcoin? Dion, what's your trade, mate?
I've got a bunch of special rocks from around the world.
When you say rocks, like what? Cocaine or...
No, I don't think he means that.
What rocks are they? How special are they?
So I've got a rock from underneath Niagara Falls. I've got a rock from behind the Hollywood sign.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a rock from Everest Base Camp.
Everest.
But you didn't go to Everest, did you?
Yeah, well, to Everest Base Camp I went. I didn't obviously go all the way to the summit.
I'll take Base Camp. That's pretty good.
What are you taking him for?
I'm just listening.
To do with you.
I'm listening. Shut up. Sorry, Dion. Pardon my friend.
Yeah, where else from, Dion?
And as an added bonus, I've got a vial of sand from Santa Monica Beach where Jim and Ray first met from the Doors.
Oh, okay.
That's his. Oh, that's his sold.
Okay.
Dion.
These are sold, Dion. Is there any way we can authenticate any of this? Or are we just taking your word for this, are we, Dion?
I think Dion sounds pretty
You're
honest.
Just taking my word. Trust me.
Dion, I'm going to do this because either way, they are spiritually...
They sound very special.
I've got a rock from Gallipoli, Anzac Cove.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. You can swap it. Give it to Dion when he gives you his rocks.
Why it's would very, I do that?
Because you're... Come on.
One Bitcoin for you, Dion.
Thank you, Dion.
Very much. Well done. That's a good... That'll look good in my gallery exhibition. details to follow. John, what have you got for a Mintcoin?
It's pretty much a giant pink panther.
Ooh.
It stands about 4.5 foot tall.
I was going to say life size.
And it
how big?
5 foot two. So it is life size.
4.5, 5 foot.
Yeah.
It loves cuddles. It's been in the family for about 40 years, and it's cuddled many a kids to sleep.
I could get that for Fred, not Lenny. Oh, for Fred.
You can't choose.
You are always choosing one twin over the other. It's not allowed.
Eventually, only one
will
survive.
It's got two arms, boys. Excellent condition.
Excellent condition.
It has no hole
not
whatsoever.
Too manky, yeah.
No, it's in excellent condition.
Ah, it looks like it's sold.
It's in, you're in.
Well done.
Yeah.
And he goes in
Thank
the
exhibition. Thank you very much.
All right, well done. Vass, what do you got for me?
Mate, got a couple of stacks of mixed nuts from where else? But Mick's Nut Shop at West End in Brisbane, an absolute institution that everyone really enjoys. I must say.
Nuts from Mick's Nuts.
And hang on, how much do they cost?
Oh, mate, you name it. Whatever the cost is, it doesn't matter.
No, how much does it cost you to buy them, mate?
Cashews are very expensive.
Yeah,
should be beer nuts.
People like them.
Pistachio.
Yeah.
Macadamias.
Chocolate-coated. Everyone loves them.
Yeah, wouldn't have thought so. Thanks, Vass.
Oh, no.
Al, no, you can't all be winners. Al, what do you got, Al? What do you got for me, buddy?
I have a very, very limited edition homebrew just for you, Mick.
How limited?
Well, there was only 10 made, and it's been a very thirsty week, so there's only a couple left.
That sounds sus.
What variety? 10 what
bottles,
are we talking
mate?
About?
This is a Citra Chirion. It's an India Pale Ale. It's upwards of 6%. It'll land you on your bum, and it's delicious.
It sounds mid-strength to me.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
well,
that's it. Bang, you're out.
No.
Al,
Jane,
you're I heard mid-strength. That beer is ruined forever. Thank you, Al.
Sorry,
Wayne,
Al.
What have you got, Wayne?
I'm going to offer Mickey a dozen custom-printed stubby holders.
With what? What are you printing on it?
With the artwork of your choice, mate.
All right, hot chicks.
Hot chicks.
For God's sakes.
What about the Honestly. Calendar, the Playboy calendar? You
what?
Got 12.
What
He's
are
got
you?
12.
What are you, 12?
Well, I can go, oh, it's July. So time for Miss July.
Oh, that'd be pretty
it's,
funny,
it's
actually.
It's August. It I bet be. It's, I'm drinking from Miss August.
Penthouse Pence from January
Penthouse
to
Pence.
December.
Can you do that, Wayne?
Yep, mate. Yep, I could do that for you, Mick.
Ah, sold. You got a Bitcoin.
Hey, do you think we're getting a
Why
theme?
Am I helping you?
Do you
with
think
it?
We're getting a theme going here? Beer nuts, homebrew, and stubby holders have come down the line in order. I've only
yes.
taken I'm playing hardball. Before we go, Joel, what have you got for me, mate, for a Bitcoin?
I've got a 2006 Suzuki Grand Vitara.
That's my former car. I had a Vitara. You know that white one.
Shh, don't act too keen.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome, aren't they?
Don't act too keen. You want too much. I'll handle this.
Does he want two?
So this Vitara, I mean, how much on the old odometer there?
About 160. You got a full tank of premium.
Reasonably good, Nick.
Yeah, good Nick, apart from the paint job.
What colour is it? That's the most important thing girls want to know.
It's only on the bonnet from the possums.
Now, Jane had one of these
I
ones,
did.
Didn't you?
You loved that car.
Oh, well, you loved it.
You did.
Zipping around like you're in some kind of ad for...
I know, it was manual.
Hygiene products.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't have minded that. I'd happily be the girl from the sanitary napkin ad. Sorry, did I just say napkin?
Trying to get rid of a Met coin here. We're into uncharted waters. Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
Does it go?
It goes.
And what are you getting rid of it for? What is it? Have been involved in a hit and run or something? Or is
it
you knocked over
a
7-Eleven in it?
Sounds very sus, Joel.
Are you in the Apex gang? What are you doing?
No, I'm not in the Apex gang. I work with my brother and we install doors for a company called Lotus Folding Morgan Doors.
Got a plug in too, mate.
How are we gonna get that inside the gallery?
I don't know. Send a car door down.
Well, we've got to
as
have the whole
collateral.
Thing. No, you know, we'll do what we did when we were at uni.
What?
And it was orientation week, and there was a treasure hunt. Mm. The engineering department, someone had to get a mini into the
into
the cafeteria.
Yeah,
and so they disassembled it completely and reassembled it on the fourth floor up top. And
well, I'm not going to do that. Dave, are you?
No, I've got my gets. I'm happy with that.
Right.
Actually, the gets. I'll give you a Mitcoin for the gets.
No sale. No right. sale, sir. Hey,
thank
by
you.
The way, if you want to trade something for a Mitcoin, the best way to get to us is through Facebook.
Yes.
Kennedy Malloy.
Keep it coming. We're nearly done.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I'm feeling reflective.
Why?
I wouldn't mind just looking back on the week that was, Jane.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Another wonderful week with you and Dave.
Oh, it sounds sincere.
Yeah, I need to get out.
It's all been about questionable behaviour on this week's Kennedy Malloy. It started with Limo's bad form when he was meant to be looking after his son.
I dropped him at daycare and played 18 holes of golf.
Oh, no.
And then again, Mick's not much better when it comes to his boys.
I trained them to run up to good-looking women in the park and say, my daddy's lonely. And then I run up.
You did not.
And then I run up after his game. I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, and Jane's track record at school drop-offs not so great either.
I did fall asleep in the car outside the school. And
waiting.
And then finally, a school teacher came and knocked on the door to wake me up.
Did your head hit the horn?
We heard about producer Sam's questionable behaviour regarding his phone and the loo.
Occasionally, if I need to do number ones, need to do a wee, I'll sit down on the toilet so that I can check my phone.
That's
while I'm doing it.
No.
And Sam wasn't the only one addicted to his phone.
My wife would be.
Yeah.
Right.
Came into the kitchen, asked her a question, she didn't answer, so I texted her the question. And it took about 7 or 8 text messages before she realised I was in the kitchen.
Mick wasn't impressed with Elon Musk's behaviour.
Presents himself as the saviour of the world.
Yep.
Tweeted out, I'm starting a candy company and it's going to be amazing, sounds like Trump. He has gone from space travel to producing candy. You know what I call him? Elon Mustick.
And some people should behave themselves instead of trying to tear up the dance floor.
We were at a 21st a few years ago now. My wife started doing the nut bush and ended up needing a full knee reconstruction.
Oh, no.
You can't sit out the nut bush.
No, you
cannot.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, pain.
Can't
stand
wait.
Together. Jump.
Yeah,
cross
baby.
Legs jump. Up, down, up,
are
down.
Are we still talking about the nut bush?
And terrible behaviour was on show when Hamish Blake dropped by and we took your calls on mystery poopers.
Used to work on a golf course quite regularly in the morning.
Yeah.
Someone would do a dump in the hole and die every time.
Craig Parry used to do this on tour.
I mean, you know, whose fault is it really? You dig a hole, you create a goal.
But as we approach Mother's Day, Mick and Limo's ideas are the very definition of questionable behaviour.
What about Uber Eats, but I light a candle at home?
Oh, look, you might be maybe for dinner. But like, we like the lunch. We like all the family round us, and we just want to feel like queens for a day. That's all we ask.
And then back to the sweatshop. I reckon on Monday, you've had your day. Get back into it.
Can I get away with leaving the dishes there until Monday when it's her job again?
Play the waiting game, Limo. Play the waiting game.
Thank you, Limo. That's all we have time for you today.
Happy Mother's Day, baby.
Yeah.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Madeline West isn't afraid of a little hard work. She's been D-bliss on Neighbours, not once, but twice.
Well, this champagne in the morning is making me really tired.
It'd be a terrible lush day. I could drink champagne all day.
Oh, yeah, in your dreams, Elizabeth.
She's been on House Husbands, The Wrong Girl, and had her bottom slapped on underbelly.
Oh, shit. Mark. That hurt.
All the while being a super mum to 6 kids with her super chef other half, Shannon Bennett.
A lunchbox, it sets your kids up for the day. It's their way of knowing mum is taking care of me.
Where she's found the time to become an accomplished author is beyond us. Please welcome Madeline West.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Where did you get all those clips where it sounds like I'm impersonating Sophie Monk? And I mean that in the kindest way. I'm a big fan.
It was almost semi-chipmunky, I have to say.
It was
in
a little
the
bit
end.
Like that, wasn't it?
No, it was just, you know, the
we
slap
love
and
those
tickle
prepared
bit.
Intros, but we sit here and watch everyone, including yourself, sit there going, oh my God, what have they got?
A bit
what
terrified.
Are they a bit terrified.
The fingernails of dragging across the desktop.
We have just demonstrated a vast body of work that you should be very proud of.
Absolutely.
Everything that you've stuffed into
run
your short
the
life so
gamut
far.
Of abilities
you have run the gamut.
A to B,
you have
I?
Run the gamut. One of the most amazing gamuts, which I would like to reflect on, is when you rang me one day and said, Jane, I just want to ask you a little bit of advice. I'm having twins.
I did.
And it's the first time I've actually been silent.
She was for
in
quite
my
a long time, can I tell you?
Because I did the sums and I knew you had 4.
Yeah.
And then you have 6. And everybody thought we were crazy and we got 5, but, you know.
And then you started doing that little dance going, someone's crazier than me. Someone's crazier than me.
I did for a little moment, but I must
Do
say.
We all have twins.
We all have
we
twins.
We should all
we're
get together
club.
and keep the ones we like. Get rid of the ones we don't.
Maybe
we
should swap.
Madeline and her partner Shannon Bennett's children are very, very cute, especially the twins. So that would be very easy to do.
Great.
Now, people ask me this, how do you do it? And how do you write a book as well? And you have said, and you've taken on board my way of doing things. Is
the
you
Jane
just,
Kennedy method.
I saw that
of book
on the weekend. You get up in the middle of the night, and you, when the house is quiet, you have the house to yourself, and you kind of think you've got this single world.
Yes.
Tell us about the books you've just pumped out. So right in time for Mother's Day.
Right in time for Mother's Day. So mothers can buy gifts for their children.
Yes,
like
please.
Year anyway.
Far away.
It's called Lily DVAP, which stands for Very Awesome Performer. It's about a 9-year-old girl who strives to be a method actor. Now, the very notion of the books is to go against the whole cult of celebrity, which I think in this day and age, as much as we all love it, is a bit of a bane.
Yep.
Because we're bringing kids up into an environment where they believe that to be successful just requires adulation for adulation's sake.
Well, it's the Instagram, you know,
exactly.
situation where
How
people don't do anything.
We don't actually work hard or strive for something or experience failure. We just expect it on a silver spoon. Thank you very much.
There's an answer to a question now, what do you want to be? And it's famous.
Correct.
At least when we can, it had to be as an actor, writer,
Absolutely.
Or as a producer.
Exactly, something in showbiz at least.
Specific acknowledgement for no reason other than just being acknowledged.
Sure.
So Lily D, who's 9 years old, wants to be a character actor, and it's not about fame and it's not about money, it's about walking in other people's shoes. So each of the 6 books is based on a famous play from history, the first being Annie, the second is The Wizard of Oz, the third is Into the Woods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Great.
I'm hoping that parents will read it as well.
Well, hopefully parents will.
I love reading with my boys. It's
I love
my favourite time
too.
Of the day. And when we're finished with reading, we make up our own stories. It's
well, see, that's great as well. And it could lead to
We're in
to
the
that.
World of Ninja Puss at the moment. That's an octopus that's a ninja. Yep, he's very special
eight
skills.
Armed,
oh,
my
yeah.
goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine
Strap
you'd be a good storyteller to your kids, Mick.
Yeah, it gets a bit fruity sometimes, but they've got to learn.
They
sooner
do.
Or later.
They do.
Fruity like a fine Lexia.
We talk
there
about
it is.
A busy
that's the
household
title. That's the title.
On Mother's Day on
yes,
Sunday.
That thing.
That should be pretty big in your house, I imagine. You should be flipping queen for the day. Okay?
I am. I'm looking forward to it, I've got to say, because my supplies of crocheted coat hangers and Best Mum in the World mugs and cellophane-wrapped soaps have really dwindled, which is amazing in itself, but considering I'm probably going to get multiples of the same thing.
You are.
Because 6 kids going
Can't
to the same
store. Can't you just put a stop
store.
To that?
Do you put out a list like a rider? Do you let them know what you're thinking or what you're expecting? On
I've tried that. It just gets ignored. like most
what
of
about
the
a gift
things,
registry?
A gift registry for Mother's Day.
I thought about doing that, but you know, all
I want
I
a
really
shitty
want,
homemade card.
All I want is to wake up. I want a macaroni necklace and I want to wake up when I'm ready to wake up.
Ooh.
Not to alarms, not to screaming children or wet beds or little
That could
Punch
be cool. That could be 4 p.m.
It could be 4 p.m. And I expect those kids, this is your job. Older kids, run interference for everyone in the household. And that includes Dad. Please.
Well, if
and
anybody needs and deserves yes. a great Mother's Day, it's you, Madeline West. Congratulations.
It's the two of you. How many
book?
Children between you?
The Lazy 11.
Dave, do something special for the girls. Oh. Hey, the book. Madeline West.
Lunch box of chocolates.
On Madeline West, Lily DVAP. Great present. Good thinking.
And do good
Great
things and get your kids to read books and stuff.
And read them to you.
And
How nice
them.
Would that,
that
be?
That would be
done.
Lovely. Good. Done.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Almost done for another week. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Kennedy Malloy.
All right. To all you mums out there, have a good weekend. Don't milk it.
I beg your pardon.
Remember
you
how
can.
Lucky you are to have such great golden suns floating
no.
around out there in the world, making you proud.
Everyone out there who has a mum... And just wants to, you know what, it doesn't take much. Just a bit of cash, a nice restaurant and some flowers.
A bit of cash on Mother's Day. Become about cutting a check.
Why not?
Well, no, you're crazy.
Well, I don't
what
know.
Are you doing? What are you
well,
going to be doing? Talk me through
there's a bit
what
of an
you
issue.
Think will be an issue. Or
my
the,
house.
What's happening?
Well, I'm hoping that my children have got it together.
Why?
Because I won't have my partner won't be on board.
Why?
Well, because he's not going to be there. He's going away to play golf.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yeah,
on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
He is going away
yes.
on a golf trip with his mates
yes.
to play
I
golf
know.
To leave you at
I'm
home.
I'm very understanding,
with
aren't
all
I?
The kids on Mother's Day. Oh, baby.
Well, what are you doing on Mother's Day?
I'm going on that golf trip with Rob.
Oh. Oh,
it's going to be great. Have a happy
he
Mother's
tell
Day.
Me that.
Yeah.
He didn't say it was you.
It'll be fun.
Oh.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mums. Bye. Tom Gleisner's going to join us on Monday. Big week. Enjoy your weekend.
Happy Mother's Day.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.